A new front over the war in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. taking aim at a Russian mercenary group that's been supplying forces for the war.
As his military continues to struggle in Ukraine, President Putin is increasingly turning to Wagner, which is owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin, for military support.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the group now has about 50,000 personnel deployed to Ukraine, most of them convicts. The U.S. now plans to name Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization.
In coordination with this designation, we will also impose additional sanctions next week against Wagner and its support network across multiple continents.
Kirby also says the group continues to receive weapons from North Korea in violation of UN sanctions. The U.S. preparing to send Ukraine another $2.5 billion worth of assistance, though defense leaders meeting in Germany today have been unable to resolve concerns about Ukraine's appeal for Western tanks. Kirby speaking at the start of a White House briefing with more questions about classified documents the day after the president told reporters,
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do.
A special counsel is investigating the handling of documents found at one of the president's homes and a former office in D.C. An Amber Alert in Texas for two sisters, 6 and 9 years old, believed to have been taken by their grandmother.
And the grandmother does have a criminal history. That's why it is imperative at this time that we locate Jennifer and Jessica and get them back.
McKinney police spokeswoman Carla Marion Reeves says the girls had been in state protective custody and were taken during a supervised visit with their father at a restaurant. A caseworker calling 911 and the father was taken into custody. For now, the search for those two little girls continues in Texas. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
It's a tangled and far-reaching web as cartels continue to smuggle drugs and people into the U.S.
Today, each cartel is a multi-billion dollar business. They employ thousands, and police say nothing illegal crosses into the U.S. without cartel approval, ranging from migrants paying $5 to $20 grand each to drugs worth millions. Once over the border, the drugs will go to a stash or a warehouse where U.S.-based members, usually a former felon, will use local street gangs to sell them. Often the dealers don't even know what cartel provided the drugs. The bottom line is every Mexican president, usually with our help, has tried to knock out the cartels. Remember, President Calderon said, I'll cut off the head of the snake. Well, he did. In many cases, it didn't matter. These cartels survive.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. The Justice Department says cartels play a major role in fueling the opioid epidemic. The problem also fueling the ongoing debate about border security. The White House just announcing President Biden plans to meet Tuesday with Democratic congressional leaders. No specified agenda, but this comes amid an evolving debt limit debate on Capitol Hill. Wall Street shrugging off some discouraging news for the U.S. economy, including the housing market.
Existing home sales fell last year to their lowest level since 2014, as soaring mortgage rates made home purchases too expensive for many would-be buyers. Sales of previously owned homes, which make up most of the housing market, fell nearly 18% in 2022 from the previous year, according to the National Association of Realtors. On a monthly basis, sales declined 1.5% in December from the previous month, which was the weakest rate since November of 2010. December marked the 11th straight monthly drop.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, the housing slowdown fueled by the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes aimed at cooling hot inflation. But right now, the Dow is up 150 points. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.